Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Right, Roy Matlock Jr., we're back, and this is the Money and Business Hour, where we help people do the things that cause them to become financially independent. And, you know, I've always believed this, that you've got one of two problems if you have a money problem. You're either not making enough money, and that's probably because you just are not doing things you love to do, so you're not good at it, you don't demand high pay, or you're making money and you're just spending more than you make, and you need to get control of that. But today's show is more for those people that are at or near retirement. Maybe you're 50 years old, 55 years old, maybe you're already retired, and you're sitting there saying to yourself, man, what am I going to do here? Do I have enough money to be able to live a long life? You know, one of everybody's wanting to live longer, but we want to live longer along with have our money last for us. And so what are some of the retirement risks that go in? I see seven things that you need to have in control of if you want to have a secure and comfortable retirement. The first one's taxation. When you retire, there's a lot of things that go on when it comes to tax. First off, you have to pay your taxes, you know, and pay them quarterly. You've been used to probably having them withdrawn from your paycheck. If you're working for somebody, for self-employed, you're used to doing that quarterly tax type thing. I really believe that our taxation system would change if everybody had to pay quarterly. They'd be like, what in the heck am I doing? In most cases, your taxes tend to be as big a payment as anything you spend money on. So we're going to talk about what happens when you retire when it comes to taxation. The second is market risk. Last thing you need is to have a big down market about time you retire. We have to have something, though, also that will keep us up with inflation. So risk number three is the cost of living going up. Risk number four is you live a long time, longevity risk. That means you got to make your money last a long time. Risk number five is healthcare, and I more gear that toward in the event you go into, say, some type of nursing home or assisted living, that kind of thing. Number six is final expenses. It costs a lot of money to die. I'll talk about that. And then lastly, we have probate, transfer of wealth, as we go through. The first four are kind of, you know, your taxes, market risk, inflation, longevity. You know, that's the early parts of your retirement. And then the last part is when we're in the last quarter and we're out there, we say, hey, you know, I want to live forever. But then you start having more aches and pains, and maybe you have, you know, issues that, you know, really cost money. And then finally, one day, we're no longer here and we don't want our kids fighting over our money. So let's get into it. So I'm going to cover these throughout these next segments. And if you want more information on things like this, go to RoyMatlockJr.com. Check out some of our upcoming events. And we've got downloads and all these kind of things. So let's talk about risk number one, which is taxation. The first thing that I would tell you is this. Understand all the different ways you get taxed. You know, you've got different things that are tax-free, like Roth IRAs, Roth 401k. So if you have money there, that allows you to pull tax-free income. You have traditional IRAs or traditional 401ks. You might have a pension or annuity income, and it's generally taxed as ordinary income. You've got Social Security. You have to look at that, because your Social Security is potentially taxed based on what you do on your previous, the Roths and the traditional income that you pull. And then you've got capital gains. That's where you hold stuff. Depending on how long you hold it, it tells you how much you're going to pay. And then you've got things like, well, you just got some money in the bank and it's sitting there. Maybe we'll just pull it out and deplete the principal. And of course, most of that would be return of principal. Loans are not taxed. So you may look at it and say, man, I could pull some money from my house, and I wouldn't have taxes on it. So what we do is we start looking at all the different avenues that we can live off of, and then we start looking at what is the best way of doing it. Now, some of the things that you got to be concerned about is right now tax cuts are going to expire unless something changes. We've been living in a low tax environment. In the end of next year, 2025, the average marginal, the current marginal rate is 12%. It'll go to 25%. All right. So if you're making 80 grand a year, guess what? Your taxes just getting ready to double at the end of next year if something doesn't change. So we got to be paying attention to it. And the first thing I do when I meet with a couple or a single person is I outline a plan to keep their Social Security from being taxed. So here's how it works. Up to 50% of your benefits will be taxed, will be added to your income. If your income is between $25,000 and $34,000, if you're single, or $32,000 to $44,000 if you're married. Up to 85%, if you go over that, of your Social Security is added to your income. So think about this. You got taxed, and now what's going to happen is you're going to get taxed on the tax. I don't like that. So what I want to do is figure out a way to keep my taxes, keep my income, not my cash flow, below those numbers, which also will help me save money when it comes to my Medicare and things like that, because that is effectively a tax as well. So think about when you're retiring, there's all these different things, but when you're saving money, it's not like that at all. And so what we do is we try to work with people to find ways to get cash flow, but at the same time, not throw you into a bigger tax bracket. And so withdrawal planning is the first thing that we want to look at, is how can we withdraw money? So let me give you some taxation ideas. First thing is, don't limit yourself to one kind of retirement account. You do want to let your tax advantaged accounts keep growing in most cases. Make moves that don't make moves that put you in a higher tax bracket. We do want to look at age 73. That's a big number, because at that point you have to start pulling retirement accounts that are not, say, Roth. Don't overlook how long you've owned an investment, because if you do short-term, it's taxed different. But the bottom line is anytime you make changes in your lifestyle, you need to pay attention to your taxes. So that's number one. Number two is market risk. Let me give you some numbers here. To get your 10% return in the stock market, you have to look at it like this. About 62, let's go back here, about of the 10.2% returns, about 74% of the time you're going up, And when you go up, it's about 19%, but the 24% of the time, you're going down about 12%. So the question is, what happens when you go down at the beginning of your retirement? It's called what we call sequencing of returns. So if you have up years when you begin to retire, it changes things. And if you have down years, even if you were to get the same return over a 10-year period or 20-year period, if you start out in down markets, it is more detrimental to you, because you're having to sell more in order to keep your income up. And so one of the things that we believe is that you need to have some things that cause you to not be ever selling in down markets. And how do you do that? You have other things that are not in the market. And so number two is market risk. We want to make sure that we have a portion of our money in things that are not subject to market risk. And the older you get, the more conservative you should be thinking. And so what I always do is say, when you're young, we're going to be growing. And when we're older, we're going to be conserving. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. And so the stock market is great to keep you up with inflation, because over a long period of time, it's done well. But in the short term, it can be very detrimental to you. So I hope this has helped. That was number two. We got seven pieces to the retirement puzzle. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com and come out and meet us at one of our seminars. We'll be right back.